USA Radio News.
Retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said Tuesday night that appropriators have reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that, quote, should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the President, end quote. There's no word yet on exactly how much money we're talking about. But appropriators have largely settled on an $858 billion defense budget in recent weeks. The move follows new inflation numbers being released.
The government released inflation numbers on Tuesday. On a year-to-year basis, inflation hit 7.1%, a slowdown from the 7.7% inflation rate in October and lower than the 7.3% expected by analysts. On a monthly basis, inflation continued to rise at 0.1%. I'm Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm is expected to raise interest rates 0.5% to try and slow inflation when it adjourns on Wednesday. The Federal Open Market Committee has raised rates in 6 straight meetings this year, and investors worry that another bump in rates would put the economy on a path to recession. President Biden, however, remains optimistic.
Food inflation slowed last month, providing much-needed relief for millions of families at the grocery store. This is welcome news for families across the country as they get ready for the holiday celebrations and for family dinners.
And the cost of a Costco membership is going up soon. Costco CFO Richard Galanti said so on an earnings call last week. Galanti didn't say how much the fee increase would be, but he did say a higher fee is a question of when, not if. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
When it comes to the economy, supply and demand can be citrusy bittersweet.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
New Zealand on Tuesday passed into law a unique plan to phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on young people buying cigarettes. The law states that tobacco cannot ever be sold to anybody born on or after January 1st, 2009. Health authorities hope smoking will fade away before then. They've stated a goal of making New Zealand smoke-free by 2025. Back here at home, a missing golf champion was found dead after his community spent nearly a week searching for him in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. John Swoboda was last seen on Wednesday, December 7th. The 29-year-old vanished under suspicious circumstances and didn't bring a phone, ID, or any extra clothes when he left his home in Mount Juliet. On December 12th, police relayed that Swoboda was found dead in Nashville, and authorities there are conducting an investigation into his death. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123. 631-9123.